Oh, good, you made it. Just in time. Welcome to the Halloween Haunt. You'll find out about eerie traditions and hair-raising history, as well as spine-chilling stories and poems. And now, the putrid purveyor of the petrifying, the Halloween Haunter!
The topic this time is child's play. This could mean many things. I'll start by telling you what it does not mean. It does not mean an organization that seeks to improve the lives of hospitalized kids with video game consoles and games. It does not mean a charming children's book series. No, this time Child's Play means a now classic horror film that kicked off a 6-film, so far, franchise that stars a cute, cuddly doll named Chucky. It's a simple story. A boy named Andy wants a popular doll. Single mother buys it for him from a peddler at a low price. It turns out the doll comes to life. Like Toy Story, right? Wrong. This toy's story is ugly. It's possessed by a nasty, serial-killing soul. And that soul is tired of being in a doll. He wants the boy's body to be his next vessel so he can be human again. Hijinks ensue, and many deaths. Only Andy knows that this good guy doll is killing a bunch of people. And of course he tries to tell the adults, but the dopey adults won't believe him. Once Chucky starts attacking those adults, they get the idea that Andy might be right. Child's Play was not a Halloween release. It was a bit late. November 9th, 1988. It cost about $9 million to make and made over $33 million. Hence all the sequels. Controversy surrounded the release of the film, with fears of it inciting child violence. There were a couple of murders in the UK where Child's Play 3 was cited as inspiration. But no other evidence exists that Chucky has inspired real-life mayhem. It's said that controversy is why the original production company, MGM United Artists, sold the rights to Universal just before production of the first sequel. The serial killer's name is Charles Lee Ray, which seems to me a bit on the nose. If you're not sure what I mean, have you heard of Charles Manson? Lee Harvey Oswald, and James Earl Ray? No? Look them up. It turns out that Chris Sarandon, the cop serial killer Charles Lee Ray is escaping, and one-time husband of Susan, is also the voice of the great Jack Skellington in the film Nightmare Before. You know, that December holiday. Chucky looks just a little, like a Cabbage Patch Kid. Originally, the film was conceived as a commentary on the effect of children's advertising. Snore. It's still in there a little, but I'm glad there's more gore than snore. Chucky is eaten by Cabbage Patch Kids in an episode of Robot Chicken, though. Chucky often gets a scare zone at Universal Studios' Halloween Horror Nights. I don't want to go too heavily into the sequels, but they did try to get funnier over the years, especially after the film Scream came out. This changes with a direct-to-disc release of Curse of Chucky, out in 2013, which goes back to a bit more serious doll. My favorite thing about Chucky is the imaginary mayhem in real life, especially when someone gets a doll under that infernal December tree, and a sibling of the recipient will say, without fail, "Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?" More scary movies and much more Halloween fun can be found at halloweenhaunt.wordpress.com.